And we continue on the PM Sports page. We're going to talk now with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, Drake Prezina. Drake, thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Drake, you're coming off of an 11-9 record for your IMS baseball team. You head into the postseason now. You got some break. Just talk about your overall outlook on the season, how you think your team's doing as we head into the most important time of the year.
I think we're doing pretty well. There's been some highs and lows of the season, definitely. But I think we've really stuck to what we know our potential can be. At the beginning of the season, we knew what we had and what all happened last year and what it could become. So I know we've stuck to that and really wanted to, because there's got a lot of 7 or 8 seniors on the team, so I know that we definitely don't want to end our IMS career short. So ready to go a little farther.
What are your talk about your team goals, maybe a little individual goals as we head into that postseason?
Team goals. I think the biggest one, probably the biggest thing, is just be the best teammates that we can be to each other. And there's been times throughout the season that we've had to have checkups on that, but it's kind of part of the game, part of being on a team, but it's kind of good to be refreshed about being the right kind of teammate, whether it's picking somebody up after a strikeout or whatever, or if somebody's practice isn't going too well, just to keep them in check. Other team goals would be definitely to, of course, get to state. We joke around with the coach that he was on the IMS state champion 2017, so 2017, so it would be really cool to do it 10 years after IMS last won state for baseball. So I think that'd be really fun for our team goals. Individual goals. At the beginning of the season, I made a nice list of some really high goals, but I thought anything was possible and started the season and didn't go too well. So just kind of threw those out, ripped up that piece of paper and kind of forgot about it. And then just kind of played ball and stopped thinking about it so much and just went and did what I loved in my last go around in high school and just played. And I think that helped me a lot better and kind of just along the way those goals. I think some of those goals did get achieved just without thinking about it.
Well, Drake, you talked about yourself and there's a lot of seniors this year. What kind of leadership role did you and the fellow seniors really take on in your last go-round?
I think definitely knowing what it's like on the field out there and being able to help those players that don't quite know yet and just being the example because, year by year, seniors are going to leave, so those juniors and then year after that, sophomores are going to have to follow the lead and just be the example of a good teammate. Somebody that can, control themselves after they strike out. It's just and being accountable and just looking after each other. It doesn't have to be just during practice or games and stuff, but throughout that, just being there for each other, being friends, and if you're in a slump, just to help them out, I guess.
So, Drake, on the mound, been very effective, especially as of late. A 1.91 ERA on the mound. Maybe talk about what's the go pitch on the mound when you need to make a strike. What do you go to?
I'd probably say the curveball. Honestly, for me, it's kind of like two different pitches in one. Either you throw it kind of at the head and it curves in for a strike, or you throw it for a strike and it curves out and they swing at it, hopefully. So that's one pitch that I really like, and sometimes you just got to, even when the fastball's not working, you just got to throw one of those just to, let it go, and if you're confident, if I'm confident with it, which usually I am, and hopefully the catcher can handle it, and they swing or don't swing, and it just works out, yeah.
Very good. Well, Drake, your team's got some time off now. It is until next week that you're taking on for the postseason against Tri-County. Talk about what your team, maybe what your team's got to do in this next week to really stay fresh as you get read up, maybe a little preview of that Tri-County game.
Definitely got to be careful in this summertime with the 4th of July and stuff like that, not do anything dumb with fireworks or whatever it may be. And just being in practice and getting after when we can. And just not, like, losing it, since for a lot of the seniors it is last time, not just forgetting about it and being like, oh, whatever, like, we got to be in it and want it just as much as everybody else. And we can't think that any team is a bad team, whether it's Tri-County or Northland or Highland. Just got to think that every team is one of the best teams in the state, and we got to play like that. I think that'll really, really give us the best chance to win.
Well, Drake, kind of branching away from baseball, of course, last season in football, you tore your ACL. You got out of basketball season. You won the Chris Street Memorial Award. Just talk about maybe your rehab, how you're able to become so resilient. Was kind of the goal to really get back for baseball? Just kind of talk about that injury and how that kind of helped you kind of respond for the better.
Honestly, it was a blessing, and I'm grateful that it happened. And it's almost hard to believe that I'm saying that, but I guess it just showed me that was probably my lowest of the low, just mentally wise and with everything. And because senior year and just had so many expectations for football and basketball and everything, and so that was my lowest when it all got taken away. But I guess once I got out of that and now being able to play baseball and still be who I was before the injury happened, it just really makes me grateful that in that lowest time, that if I can get out of that, then I should be able to get out of anything. So I was really grateful that my family was the biggest supporters of that, whether it was just day after school or going, having to sit and watch basketball practice and coming home and just wanting to be able to play or do stuff. They also were helpful in helping me to not, like, push things too far during rehab, do things that I wasn't supposed to do because it was a big deal, and one wrong move during rehab when it's not as strong as it needs to be can kind of take you back a long ways. So I have to give a lot of credit to my family, definitely. My friends were there for me the whole time. My teammates were always there for me. And yeah, like the Chris Street thing, like, it's a blessing to get that, because without getting hurt, I mean, I probably wouldn't have got that, and learned so many things during basketball season from Dwight Gingrich. And learned a lot about myself too. So it was a tough road, but in the end it was definitely worth it.
Awesome. Very, very inspiring story there. So Drake, kind of diverging away from sports. Of course, you are a senior. You just got a few weeks left in IMS uniform. What are the plans come this fall?
I plan to go to attend Northwestern College in Orange City and play football and baseball healthily and stay healthy throughout that, and hopefully, you know, and study education, and hopefully within that learn to be a coach and, you know, kind of pay back what all I learned from all my coaches someday, hopefully.
What really stood out to you about Northwestern College?
First thing was I have some family up there. That was nice. I have one of my cousins, one of the football coaches, and I guess honestly, I saw a lot from him. Like, it was his first or second year there, and he even changed as a coach or just normal adult person up there. So if he could do it, then I could do it. If I'm a student, I'm just gonna learn and thrive up there. And it wasn't still in Iowa. Wasn't away from Iowa or too far away from home. So I'm just excited to go up there and learn from my future and then just live the life that I'm meant to live, I guess.
What inspired you to want to go the education route?
I've decided that whatever I do, I want it to be helpful to other people or just impact some people in another way. And I know there's plenty of fields out there to do that, but education just seemed like the first one, and sports coaching. I mean, I love all the coaches that I've had. They've taught me so much, so that would be a lot of fun to be in their shoes and do the same thing to coach a sport and you know, hopefully, you know, change some kids' lives or just be there for them when they need them, I guess.
So, Drake, kind of outside of the realm of sports, what do you like to do in your free time?
I enjoy time with friends, time with family. Sometimes it's nice just to relax or just kind of get away from the world, go fishing, and just not have to listen to anything. I enjoy the peace sometimes. So, yeah, kind of for sports all the time. And just always busy. It's nice just to get away during this time of summer, at least, and kind of just listen to whatever there is outside, whether it's the birds or the air, just to be relaxed and kind of forget about everything else.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, Drake, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. Drake, what are some of your core values?
I'd say my biggest thing would be respect, because for me, respect can fall into every category, whether it's honesty or caring or whatever it may be. That respecting can be being honest with somebody. Respecting can be caring for somebody else. I just live my life to treat others how I want to be treated, the golden rule, and it's really helped me a lot, and it's never let me down, so I'm going to keep sticking to that, just respecting them and treating them how I want to be, because there's no other way that I wouldn't want to make somebody else feel bad like I do sometimes or whenever it may happen, so, but it's just, yeah, always got to respect whoever comes my way.
Awesome. Well, Drake, it's been fun talking to you. Thank you for taking your time. Congrats on being our Athlete of the Week this week. Good luck as we reach the postseason.
Thank you very much.
That was Drake Brazina of the IMS baseball team representing as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Very terrific season for Drake. Very inspiring story, able to come back from his injury. We'll be back with more of the PM Sports Page right after this.